recitating the Tarawih Salah, the 12 Surah was recited. It is Surah Hud, and Surah Yusuf is found in this Parah. In Surah Hud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed its uhkimat ayatu. Its ayats are very, very firm, strong, consolidated. It will never ever change. And there cannot be any mistake in any of the ayats of the Quran Sharif. No contradictions. There is no deficiency. There is no weakness in any ayat of the Quran Sharif. And Allah ta'ala has mentioned it in great detail, because it has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Hakim, Khabir, who has got full knowledge of everything. And Allah's knowledge is according to His hikmat and His wisdom. Allah ta'ala passes decisions. That is why this kitab is so powerful, so great. And it has been explained in great detail. And the object of the Quran Sharif is two things. One is for the future, for a person to become a servant and slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ta'budu illallah. And secondly, for his past life, astaghfiru rabbakum. Whatever weaknesses, mistakes in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he's going to make. He's a human being. But as he makes istighfar and he starts progressing, he'll worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he'll make mistakes. He makes istighfar and whatever weaknesses he's got within himself, he makes istighfar for his past. And then he turns again his attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thumma tubu ilayhi. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this man is on the right path. يُمَتِّعَكُمْ مَتَعًا حَسَنًا إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى till the time of his death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look after him. Allah will grant him many favors. And in the year after, Allah ta'ala will grant what according to a person's rank, how much he had made effort in this world. Allah will grant his fadl, his grace, his kindness, much, much more than what a person could have imagined. But if you turn away, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I fear for you people the punishment of a great day. So if a person feels now, so where I'm going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so Allah says, no, don't worry. All of you are coming to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ilallahi marji'ukum. All of you are returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And normally a person says, if I'm going to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if I'm going to get punishment, does Allah have power, does Allah have knowledge? Because two things are needed in a court case. So one is, Allah ta'ala says, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir, I've got full power over everything in the world, so you can come to me, I've got the full power. And regarding the knowledge, Allah ta'ala says, whatever knowledge, whatever you are hiding, you're concealing, whatever is open, even so what is a secret in your heart, Allah is fully aware of this here. Now your person ponders and thinks that if I'm going to make effort in this, for the akhirah, for the year after, then how am I going to get my rosy and sustenance in this world? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts of this parah, وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. There is no moving creature on the surface of the earth, except Allah has taken the responsibility of giving it rosy and sustenance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving everything sustenance in this world. And never mind this, Allah is the one who is looking after the heavens and the earth. How Allah ta'ala created it in 6 days, in a period of 6 days. And the object of sending you in this world, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah has sent you to test you people, that whose actions will be the best, who will be the best of actions. And yet the ulama say that Allah ta'ala did not say, أَيُّكُمْ أَكْثَرُ عَمَلًا, whose actions are the most. But Allah used the word حُسَن, and حُسَن means perfection. And the ulama say, what does perfection mean? Closest to the sunnah. The one which has got أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, two things it has got in there. One is the one who follows the sunnah, follows the sunnah. So the more closely a person is to the sunnah, the more higher his rank will be in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There will be more husn and beauty in his action. And the second quality which the ulama say is ikhlas and sincerity. If a person follows sunnah and he's got ikhlas, then there will be husn and beauty created in their actions. So anyhow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that man by nature, if we have to give him some of our ni'mat and bounties, especially the kufar, then Allah ta'ala takes away the bounties. Then man becomes very ungrateful. He forgets all the past ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he loses hope of ever getting the bounties in future, because in fact he was deserving of it. He was the one who made effort for it. He never realized it came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, if Allah grants him bounties after the difficulties, then he says that evil went away from me. He doesn't attribute it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gave it to him. He becomes proud and arrogant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that except those who have got the quality of sabr and they do good actions, they will not do so. When the difficult conditions come to them, then they will turn their attention more to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is the one who given me the bounty, and Allah can grant it again. And when good conditions come to a person, then a person makes shukr and he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does good actions. He doesn't become proud and vain, and he feels that I am worthy of this year. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that there are certain people whose object of life is only this worldly life. And كان يريد الحياة الدنيا وزينتها نوفي إليهم أعمالهم فيها. Allah Ta'ala will grant them whatever actions they are doing in this world. Allah will grant them the recompense of it. But in the year after, there is nothing for these people except the fire of Jahannam. So don't ever make this object of this world the object of your life. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in great detail mentions the stories of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, the incidents of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, to prove that the importance of the tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how they gave da'wah to give tasalli to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to console Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to show that how the people who did not make istighfar, who did not worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which was discussed in the beginning, how eventually they were destroyed. And those who turned their attention to Allah, they made ibadah their maqsad of life, they make istighfar, sought forgiveness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help and assistance came to them. The first incident is of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. In great detail Allah ta'ala mentions about him and how his people, what they spoke to him, what they told him. Eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to build a ship, and while building the ship, the people, the non-Muslims, were mocking at him and laughing at him. So he said, no, soon you will come to know exactly what the punishment will come upon, and how Allah ta'ala will save us. Then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the flood, only a small jamaat of people, وَمَا أَمَنَ مَعَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ, a small amount of people believed with Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. From here the ulama say that Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam was among the Ulul Azam Anbiya alayhi wasalam, one of the greatest Anbiya alayhi wasalam, of the five great Anbiya alayhi wasalam. But وَمَا أَمَنَ مَعَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ, a small amount of people accepted iman with him. So numbers, it's not how many numbers a person has got, it's acceptance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes a person has few followers. Sometimes, for example, there's a sheikh who has got few followers. It doesn't mean he's not accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and another person got much more. He's got a higher rank. The rank is only known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So وَمَا أَمَنَ مَعَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. And then eventually, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he went onto the ship, taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected him. But Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam's son, Hasan Basri rahmatullah, said he was a munafiq, a hypocrite. So Nuh alayhi salam thought he also was amongst the believers, told him come onto the ship. He was not prepared to come on the ship. So when he was drowned, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam was surprised, and he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that how come my son was destroyed. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, explained to him that he was not amongst the family members. He actually was a munafiq and a hypocrite. So Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam should not have asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because whatever Allah ta'ala does is according to Allah ta'ala's great knowledge and wisdom. And man by nature, he doesn't have full knowledge and encompassing knowledge of every single thing. Thereafter, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam was told to come down. He and all his people were saved. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this here. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this as an example. One is also that it's the message of the unseen. It was given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can show the people, and the people of the Jews and the Christians can accept iman more easily. That they will see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what knowledge he has got of the past scriptures, etc. Thereafter, Hud alayhi salatu wasalam incident is mentioned also. He also told his people the same thing. Istaghfiru rabbakum thumma tubu ilayhi. Make istighfar. Turn your attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will send out even worldly benefits for you people. Rains will come upon you in great abundance. Whatever strength you have got, Allah will give you even more strength. Do not turn away disobeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But anyhow, these people were not prepared to accept, and eventually they were destroyed. Salih alayhi salatu wasalam went to his people. They also were not prepared to accept, and the sign which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given, a great miracle, they actually destroyed this miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The object of life was building huge buildings and houses, and they made that the object of their life. So eventually they also were destroyed. Then Allah ta'ala mentioned his servant Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He was obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What favors Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon him? He had reached old age. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the angels to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to give him glad tidings that eventually he'll be getting a child. This was Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam. He already had Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, but from Hazrat Sarah. And then eventually his progeny will continue. He will get Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. So this was glad tidings given to him. And the same angels which had come to him, the same angels went to Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, and they destroyed the people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah ta'ala shows mercy on those who are pious, obedient, or servants of Allah ta'ala, and those who are disobedient, servants of Allah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala destroys them. And this incident of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam comes in many, many places in the Quran Sharif, and especially in today's time, where all the people of the world are trying to promote homosexuality, lesbianism, and all of these things. When a person studies the Quran Sharif, he's surprised. There's so many places Allah ta'ala mentions about Lut alayhi salatu wasalam and how his people were destroyed because of the evil action which they had done. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually made the whole city upside down. Ja'alna aliyaha safila. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam was commanded to take the whole city up and to smash it back down and throw it back down because the action which they had done was an upside down action. So Allah ta'ala hated their action. And on top of that, Allah ta'ala sent down stones and layers upon layers. Mustawamatan inda rabbikin. It was actually marked. Each person's name was marked upon there and was thrown upon that person, and the nation was completely destroyed. And Allah ta'ala left it. وَمَا هِيَ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ بِبَعِيرٍ. It's not very far from the people of Makkah Mukarramah. So it's a lesson for the people. Till the day of Qiyamah, they must look at these people and how they were destroyed and take a lesson that this is such a filthy action and an evil action which is hated in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam into Madian. and these people were involved. One was in shirk, they were not prepared to make tawbah from this, and the second thing of my money, and they had this attitude that an-naf'ala fi amwalina ma nasha, is your God preventing you, is your salat in your deen preventing you from doing in our money what we feel like doing? So had this, this is our money, we can do it, it's ours. And not as an amanat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mimma lillahi alladhi ataakum mimma razaqnahum. Allah is the one who has given wealth. So a person has to utilize his wealth how Allah ta'ala has given it to him. And not how we feel like doing. So anyhow, this was the evil which they had within themselves. Anyhow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eventually sent his punishment upon these people also. They also were completely destroyed. And Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, he and his people were saved. And the last incident that Allah mentions of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam when he went to Fir'aun. And they also, these people were destroyed. They were not prepared to make tawbah and turn their attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah gives a lot of respite to a people. But وَكَذَلِكَ أَخْذُ رَبِّكَ إِذَا أَخَذَ الْقُرَىٰ وَهِيَ ظَالِمَةٌ. Allah ta'ala gives respite to people. But then suddenly Allah's punishment comes upon people. And they are completely destroyed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions two reasons why nations are sometimes destroyed. One is, فَلَوْلَا كَانَ مِنَ الْقُرُونِ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ أُولُو بَقِيَّةِ يَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْفَسَادِ فِي الْأَرْضِ. One is, when they are not intelligent people among the people, prohibiting them from evil, then eventually Allah's punishment comes down. And the second thing is that the rich people, the affluent people, when they start making zulam and oppression, when they start committing gunas and sins, then other people are looking up to them and admiring them and want to follow them. So then this is when the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down. Also before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, لَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Do not incline slightly also to the ways of the zalims, the oppressors, the kuffar. فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارِ. Otherwise the fire of Jahannam will touch you. And you won't have any helpers and assistants then. And nobody to no assistance will come to a person. You won't have any helpers. Then you people will not be helped. When a person, never mind following the kuffar. Allah just says, لَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ. Do not even incline slightly to them. The ulama say that رُكُونَ مَيْلَانِ قَلْبِ. Don't even have مَيْلَانِ قَلْبِ. Your heart is being inclined towards them. As Mawlana Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi once, when the non-Muslims had taken over Makkah Mukarramah and they were causing, the Haramain Sharifain, and now they had some of hole there and Masjid Al-Aqsa, so the people came to Mawlana Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi and make dua, Allah must destroy the kuffar, and Allah must remove them from the surface of the earth. So Mawlana Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi made this dua, that Allahumma akhrij al-Yahudiyata wa al-Nasraniyata min qulubina. That Allah Ta'ala remove the love of Christianity and Judaism from our hearts. Because we got love for them. And he also made dua, Allah must remove the Yahud and the Nasara from Bilad al-Muslimin. But he mentioned the illat and the reason for this here. Why they have taken over? Because we have got the love of these kuffar in our hearts and their lifestyle and their ways. So because of this, Allah has put them over us. And when we've got true Islam in our hearts, then obviously Islam is always ghalib, is dominant. And nobody will be able to overpower Islam. Allah give us the reality of this here, the reality of Sunnah, the reality of Quran Sharif. The next surah is Surah Yusuf. And the ulama say that one of the main maqsad of the surah is to give tasalli to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, encourage Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to give like glad tidings, that like how the people of Makkah Mukarramah had jealousy over you, over you, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the example of Yusuf alayhi wa sallam, his brothers, how jealous they were. They were trying to destroy him. But eventually what happened to Yusuf alayhi wa sallam? He was completely successful. Allah gave him rulership. Allah made him the king of Egypt. So, Nabi of Allah, you also continue with your efforts. Do not worry about the jealousy of these people. Eventually they will be destroyed. And Allah will give you khalba. Allah will give you dominance. And like how the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam had to come down, they humble themselves. The people of Makkah Mukarramah had to come and humble themselves before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this incident as ahsan al-qasas, the most beautiful of incidents and stories. Because the ulama say, what and what things Allah has mentioned in the story? Allah has mentioned about life, the ups and downs of life. Allah has mentioned about the kings and the paupers. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned about the honorable people, people who are disgraced in society, how illicit love affairs, and how Allah Ta'ala protects a person, chastity and purity, what is the great virtues for this year. Many, many aspects, how to run a country, the rules of government, what and what aspects Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has mentioned in this incident. So Ahsan al-Qasas is the most wonderful of incidents because there are so many lessons. One is Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, in the beginning he sees a dream and he related to his father. His father says, my beloved son, do not narrate this dream to anybody else of your brothers. Otherwise, they might try to cause harm to you. They might be jealous over you people. May the ulama say, for example, a person has a dream. He's got certain halat among the Sufia. Hazrat Amir rahmatullah has mentioned. He said, just mention this halat and condition only to your sheikh. Do not go around mentioning to other people. Because others may not understand or they might be jealous over you. They will try to cause harm to a person. So anyhow, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, but his brothers somehow came to find out. And they were jealous over Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And they tried to kill Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Then some of them said, they don't kill him. but just throw him into one well, and then eventually somebody will take him away and you'll be safe from him. So anyhow, they go to the father and they tell the father, send them with him. The father, he accepts, and they go, and then they make a plan, and they say the wolf had eaten Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam. They threw him in a well, and they bring the shirt back to the father, but the father can see it. He says, what kind of shirt is this? What a clever wolf. He only ate my son, but he never cut the kurta also. The kurta is completely perfect. Only got blood on it. He says, what an intelligent wolf. So anyhow, these people try to make plans and do wrong things. But they shoot themselves in the foot sometimes. They do foolishness. And Allah Ta'ala exposes the people's wrongdoings. But anyhow, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam made sabr. It was the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyhow, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is sold. He comes now into in Misr, and he's bought by one of the ministers. And Yusuf alayhi salam is staying in a house. And he also, the ulama say, look at when a man and woman are together, no matter how outwardly he was a lowly person in society, he was a slave. But Allah had given him that handsomeness, that this woman also became attracted towards him. And this is a fitna of mixing, intermingling. When men and women intermingle, then what evil fitnas happen, that a woman of great standing in society, a very rich woman, but she's still prepared to like outwardly lower herself to go to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam because he's regarded as a slave. Anyhow, Allah Ta'ala says, رَوَدَتُ الَّتِي هُوَ فِي بَيْتِيَا, in whose house he was living, she tried to seduce Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. She locked all of the doors, and she called Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, what an examination, you are a slave, you are in a foreign country, there is nobody watching you. This woman has got all the money, she's got all the position. She can do every kind of evil with you. At that time also, for a person, Ma'azallah, Allah, he turned his attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Innahu Rabbi, he thought of Allah's favors and ihsan upon him. What in what the favors Allah has granted to him? How can a person now break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And innahu la yuflihu adh-dhalimun, if I make zulm and oppression, I commit sins, I can never be successful in my life. And this woman, she had a strong intention, she wanted to do wrong. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam also wahamma biha. Also the thought came to him also, he's a human being, like how a person is fasting in the month of Ramadan, it's a hot day, and the juice is right in front of him, the thought comes, I must bring this year. For the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, abstains, I'm keeping fast. He gets more rewarded for this year. The thought will come into a person also, and he stays away from sin. And why he stayed away, لولا أرآ برهان ربي, if he had not seen the proof of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he never have yaqeen in his heart, that my Allah is watching me. And Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam could have also fallen into the sin. So this is actually the solution. How can a person stay away from all kinds of gunas and sins to get this yaqeen and conviction in a person's heart and to ponder over the signs of Allah Ta'ala's Qudra, to make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yaqeen comes into a person's heart. It becomes extremely easy then for a person to abstain from all sins. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, anyhow, he tried to run away from the gunah and sin. And Allah Ta'ala's help and assistance came to him. And when the master was found at the door, he came at the door. And then this is betrayal. On one side, the person says, I love you so much. And the minute you get caught, she gave Yusuf alayhi salam. She said, he's trying to cause evil to me. I think he must be punished very severely, or he must be locked up in jail. Yusuf alayhi salam tried to prove his innocence. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is amazing. Shan in the Quran Sharif, so many places, Allah Ta'ala shows that those people who try to protect themselves in amazing ways, like here, the small child was a baby. Allah Ta'ala made the child speak, which was a clear proof of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's innocence. Hazrat Maryam radiallahu anha, she also was an innocent woman. Allah made Isa alayhi salatu wasalam speak. In the hadith also, we get certain incidents like that there. Aisha radiallahu anha, she was an innocent woman. People try to accuse her. Allah Ta'ala sent ayat of the Quran Sharif down to prove her innocence. Allah loved the quality of chastity and purity so much that Allah Ta'ala made miracles happen. How Allah Ta'ala protects the chastity of a person. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, his innocence was proven, but still too, unfortunately, the king, he felt maybe it's more better. He saw that now he is living with her, that he'll want to cause more fitna and evil with him, and he saw that now this is not working out. So eventually he sent Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam to jail. And before that, the Zulaikha, she tried to entice Yusuf alayhi salam a second time. He got all the other women also to sit together with her and to encourage him. But Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said, "As-sijnu ahabbu ilayya mimma yad'unani ilay." To go to jail is more beloved to me than the guna and sins which they are calling me towards. I prefer, as some buzrugs say, that if whenever they fell into a calamity, they said, oh, Alhamdulillah, Allah put me into a calamity, some difficulty, and Allah Ta'ala did not put me into a guna and a sin. Obviously, we should always ask Allah Ta'ala for afiyat, but they felt that, look here, at least I'm in a calamity, some problems in my life, but I'm not in guna and sin, because sin is far greater than calamity. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was prepared to actually go to jail, but he was not prepared to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam goes to jail, he was a very pious person. Some people came to him and they asked him the interpretation of dreams. And Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, before giving them the interpretation of the dream, he thought to himself, that let me give these people da'wah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they say that it must be the quality of a da'i. Wherever he is in life, he must call people towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look for the opportunities. Even in jail, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was, before giving them the interpretation of the dream, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam called the people to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyhow, after interpreting the dream, one person became the cupbearer of the king. So after many years, Yusuf alayhi salam was still in jail, and the king of the time, he had a dream, and he was shocked and amazed. He did not know what the meaning of the dream. So then the cupbearer remembered about Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and he goes and asks Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Yusuf alayhi salam gives a beautiful interpretation of the dream. When the king hears this, he is completely surprised and shocked, and he says, bring this person to me. But Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, again to prove his innocence, to see this must be the quality of a da'i, always he must have an unblemished character. Nobody must be able to put a spot upon him. So Yusuf alayhi salam said, if I come out like this here, my name is still bad. People still have got, will accuse me. So I want my name first cleared. So he was not prepared to come out of jail also. And he said, until my name is completely cleared, then a whole investigation was done. And then it came out in the clear that Yusuf alayhi salam was completely clear. There was no evil doing from his side. He did not commit any evil. All the fault was from the lady's side. So then only after Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam came out, well, great izzat and honor. So this Allah Ta'ala is showing, sometimes a person goes through difficulty in life, but if a person has got Allah on his side, then how Allah Ta'ala takes him out from the difficulties and calamities in a most amazing ways, against the normal means, how Allah Ta'ala took Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam out. So Allah Ta'ala is telling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also you, they will take you, they will banish you from your land also. But how Allah will give izzat and honor again back to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the rest of the incident continues in the 13 juz, which inshallah we will discuss tomorrow. Allah Ta'ala give us true understanding.